Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
That's a great question.
That's a great question.
On 95.7 The Game.
Farhan Zaidi talked to Susan Slusser over the weekend.
Oh.
She asked him if he's heard the Giants fan joke that he was a Dodger plant all along.
What, did he give the classic Farhan chuckle afterwards?
I'm sure that he did. It's hard to see in print whether or not he chuckled. Quote,
yeah.
Quote, I have definitely heard that. I know this whole thing is like, yeah, he really just came to sabotage the team and leave it in a mess. And if that's true, and you look at the standings, I guess I did a pretty bad job of sabotaging. End quote.
What is he holding on just to 2021? Is that it?
There's a teeny bit of some of your awesome players right now were brought there by me. No?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
He's like, is Robbie Ray going to the All-Star game this year?
Matt Chapman's been very good.
Yeah. Do you like all of those hats that you're wearing in there, Jung Hoo crew? Are you guys having a good time? Are you not entertained? There's a little bit of that in there, isn't there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. So, anyway.
I just thought
that was a funny quote.
This same thought crossed my mind, the question that Steiny brought up during the crossover, which was, how is ownership different? Would they be more receptive for an idea that Buster brings them than they were if the same idea was brought to them by Farhan?
I mean, if you listen closely to Zach Manassian's conversation that he had with us today, which, by the way, Odyssey app, YouTube, or in the 5 o'clock hour today, you'll hear all of that. It was really good. He was fantastic, I thought. But in that, he said, look, I've been here for 7 years, and ownership has never wavered. This is who they've been all along. They've always been willing. Like, again, we can say, and we always do, all of the players that they didn't get, all of the second place finishes, I don't think ownership was like, nope. Ownership was like, yeah, go.
Yeah, every offer that you hand right to Otani and Judge has been approved by ownership.
And Bryce Harper and Giancarlo Stanton, yeah, and probably others. You heard him say, we got into long-term negotiations with Yoshinobu Yamamoto. Yeah. By the way, I do think there are some misconceptions. The one thing, I hear people giving the Giants second place finishes on games they weren't even playing. I don't think the Giants offered crap to Corbin Burns.
Oh.
For example, I don't think the Giants offered him anything. I think the media made that up. I really do. I don't, like, my understanding is that the Giants never got, like, even to first base with Corbin Burns. But yeah, ownership was willing. They've been willing to spend money. But I didn't trust it because when it doesn't happen, you never really know
why.
Right. Yeah. Like, why did it stop? You know what I mean? And I do, for instance, think that Aaron Judge probably was using all the other teams talking to him to get a better Yankee deal.
But was the process failing, or did the process not even exist in the first place?
Don't even know.
Don't really know.
You know that, like, I don't think Shohei Ohtani was ever going to play here. To me, Bryce Harper's the one who got away, and always kind of the question I've had about ownership, because my understanding on that one is that the Phillies went to whatever they did. I think it's 330.
Yeah, I forget.
And the Giants were at 305. And if the Giants had been like, how about 350? I think he might have been
done
a Giant.
Deal.
But they didn't do that.
I do also think the other thing that Zach Benazian, GM of the Giants, said that leads me to believe that maybe Buster is just coming to the table with more bigger, aggressive things than Farhan is when I asked Zach, simply put, like, how do you balance risk versus, recklessness?
Yep.
And he essentially said, I was still interviewing for the GM job, and Buster, the new president of baseball operations, said to everybody, I'm encouraging you to think big and to take risks.
Yep.
And if that's something that the new president of baseball operations is emphasizing, like, on his first day in the building, generally that's a change from how it was run before.
Well, look. Here's the bottom line, I think, for fans who, if you're just watching, going to games, listening to games, whatever it is on a daily basis, here's to me what is the end-all be-all when it comes to Farhan Zaidi and Buster Posey. Because nobody's perfect, and I'm well aware that you know, I had been a very, very stubborn voice with regard to kind of supporting Farhan Zaidi for years. He made a bunch of mistakes, quite frankly, but I also think he did some good things, which, and again, some of them we were just mentioning. But when you take the view from 10,000 feet on this thing, here's the deal. People who work for the Giants have been in a state of crappy morale for at least 3 years under Farhan. That's just a fact. And Buster got the job, and it all went away. And it's a completely different experience over there right now to look into the eyes of an employee, to talk to an employee, to feel our favorite word in Bay Area sports this year, the vibes. They are completely different. And some of that comes from just the hope that a person creates. And some of that, I think, comes from what's created in terms of just your surroundings. And I think that Buster has clearly come in and said, A, be aggressive. B, we're going to connect to our past. C, we're going to connect to the fans. And Farhan, just, that's not his thing. That's not what he's good at. He could never really, quite frankly, even understand why the fans felt the way they did about him. But he's not good at connecting with fans. Buster so far really is.
Yeah,
really is.
And you talk about how Giants employees feel, and it's you go in with a smile on their face now or whatever it is. That's all well and good, and I suppose if it makes you do your job better and the Giants are better as a result, that's great. From a larger perspective, I don't really care that much about that. I care the way the fans feel.
Well, but
that's related.
Those things are connected.
That's related.
Yeah, they're connected.
But I'm just saying, the fans also feel the same way. Even before the trade, you could tell there was a shift, like, and I'm going to use the word again, the vibe change.
Yep.
Like, you could tell that even before the Devers trade. Part of it for me was based on what Buster said a couple of weeks ago, it's time to go, it's time to be aggressive. I love the Zach Wheeler trade. Those were all signs that something was cooking.
No doubt.
Right?
No doubt.
And that's part of why I felt this way. But even before the trade happened itself, you could feel, and I think a lot of the fan base could feel, this is percolating at a little different pace than it was under Farhan.
Jonathan Papelbon is going to join us in about 20 minutes, and all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good, and want to mention again, because it's coming up soon, if you'd like to win a pair of tickets to see My Chemical Romance
Ooh.
On July 19th at Oracle Park, we are giving you that chance during the 4 o'clock hour today and all week long right here on Willard and Dibbs. One of the winners from the week, five winners, but one of them will be randomly selected and upgraded to two suite tickets.
Whoa.
So you're going to be fancy, and it's going to be like that. It's all courtesy of Live Nation. Just keep listening. Make sure you're with us during the 4 o'clock hour, And when the time comes, we'll tell you everything you need to know in order to win. For more info and to buy My Chemical Romance suite tickets, you should log on to sfgiants.com/concerts. And while we're at it, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. So yeah, Jonathan Papelbon in a little bit over 15 minutes, 888-957-9570 is the number. Emotionally, how does it hit you as a Giants fan when this goes down yesterday? And for me, just kind of circling back to our original crossover conversation, what I am so thankful to be done with is something that I don't think most Giants fans really put into words because they don't want it to be real. Huh. You wanted to act like it was fine, but it wasn't fine. The Dodgers or the Padres would come to town, and you walked into the stadium with your tail between your legs. Even if they won, the Padres were just here. You split. You won two, they won two. All of the games were one-run games. Super tight. But I know how it feels. You walk out of there and you're just like, there's this thing in your belly that's like, we're not as good as that team. Even though your pitching staff is better than that team, but your hitters aren't. And quite frankly, most ballparks you were playing in, you lose that game at the end because Tatis bat flipped a ball that was going out of almost any stadium, but not this one. And so you won a baseball game, I think 4-3, but you still walk to your car going, good Lord, like we don't have anybody who hits the ball like that. And I'm so sick and tired of that feeling. I'm so sick and tired of feeling like when those teams are playing one another, you're just, you have jealousy. You have jealousy when their lineup is at the dish. And today that's gone. And that's a big deal.
The way that I felt, this isn't the first thing that I felt, but everything that you were laying out, I agree with. And it's just the overall excitement of it happening in the first place. And it's, oh my God, we have Devers. And oh, okay, you get through the initial reaction. And then my mind goes to, this is the kind of move that the Dodgers make. This is the kind of move that the Padres have made in the past. And it's part of the reason why they are one of two of the better baseball teams in the league, and for the Dodgers specifically, like the most dominant team in the league over the last 5+ years because of moves like this. A disgruntled superstar, Devers is a superstar, a disgruntled superstar who for some reason is made available, and just about every single team in baseball should be interested in that guy. Yet how are the Dodgers the one that always find a way to acquire him? You have a guy who is upset at his current situation. The team is upset at him. They want to part ways. It's the Dodgers that swoop in and get the deal done and steal that star away from the other team. Remember, I mean, the Mookie Betts one is an easy one, sure, to point at. And that was less maybe like actual friction between the two sides, but that was also a confounding one if you're the Red Sox.
Yep, mismanaged a contract situation, yep, no doubt.
And that was a trade, but even in free agency, you remember all the craziness about Freddie Freeman and how he negotiated or how his agent failed to negotiate the contract with the Braves? Yep. And it was miscommunication. The Braves wanted him back, and they had the contract offer that he signed with the Dodgers for, but it didn't get to his agent, or his agent didn't give it to Freddie, or whatever the reason was.
Remember when he went back to Atlanta and he was crying?
Yeah.
I mean, like, it was as if, like, he didn't even want to be a Dodger.
And the Dodgers swoop in and they say, all right, here you go, Freddie. We'll give you what you want. And now he's a Dodger.
Yeah.
Like, the Dodgers were always the team that, and they're still going to be, the Dodgers were always that team that capitalized on those unique circumstances where a great player in his prime, for some reason, is leaving his longtime team. The Giants were never the team that snuck in and took advantage of that situation for whatever reason. I don't know the exact reason. Maybe it was Farhan not having a relationship with Craig Breslow, a former relief pitcher. Maybe Buster has a friendship with him, and that was an inroad, and that's why this got done. Who the hell knows? Whatever the reason was, the Giants never took advantage of those situations. This was a situation that every team in baseball should have been interested in. And in the past, the Dodgers, the Padres, the Yankees, the Mets, Those teams were always the teams that took advantage of those situations. This time the Giants did, and that is just so refreshing.
It's very because
it has not been that way in forever.
And perception is reality. We know that. And players are just people, and agents are just people. And so no matter how we feel about the team or whatever inside story we may know around the league, look, there's two things. I've learned this that players care about, okay? There's two things that players care about.
Money and winning?
Yes. Yes.
And in so, that order?
Whatever. Some it's one, some it's the other. But they've got to go hand in hand, and that's what players care about. And so when they're looking at your team, they're looking at two things. They're like, I see how the Dodgers spend. Why don't you spend that way? I see how the Yankees spend. Why don't you, or the Mets, why don't you spend that way? So if you start spending that way, then you become one of the teams where players around the league go, oh, they spend.
Yeah, and you think free agents are going to be more attracted to San Francisco
100%,
now? 100%. Hitters, yes. Pitchers, hitters.
Well, I don't care who.
Yeah.
The Giants have, as of today, the two reputations that you need to have in order to succeed in this game. One, they're one of the teams who spend. Two, look at that roster, they can win. That's all the players care about. That's it. And the Giants were struggling, whether real or imagined. It did not feel like they were first in line to spend. And they definitely did not have a roster in their division where people thought they could win. Now, how they convinced Willie Adames of it, honestly, I've listened to him talk about it 100 times, and I'm still not really sure. I really don't know how they convinced him of their vision.
He said Buster Posey. That's
Buster
the
Posey.
Reason. But
And so, but now there's no mistaking it. There's none. Around the league, you will look at this team and go, that's a roster that can win. They've got a pitching staff that's built for years. They've got a left side of the field that's built for years. They've got a middle of the order, and they're one of the teams that's willing to pull out the book and sign over the checks. And when you do that, watch. People will flock to you.
Pretty simple. Sometimes.
It's very simple.
Doesn't have to be any more difficult than that.
No.
I think, like, in Farhan's wildest dreams, he would like it. And this is probably not totally fair. If he was here, he probably would fight back against me heavily on this. But I feel like Farhan's ideal roster would be made up of, like, vet minimum guys who far exceeded their contracts and gave you more than what you were paying them. But you can't win baseball games if everybody on your roster is a two-war player that's making league minimum. And like you have a player like Ramos who is incredibly underpaid for the value that he's bringing you. Those are the players. That's a great player to have. But if you just have a bunch of players that fit in that mold, you're not going to win a ton of baseball games. You need those contracts, the Elliot Ramos contracts, and I mean even the Yastrzemski contracts. Those contracts are the type of contracts that allow you and give you the ability to go and overpay for a Willy Adames and overpay for a Rafael Devers. You have to have both of those to win. There is no superstar hitter who you're going to sign and say that was a fair deal. Like we feel like he's going to give us exactly what we're paying for. Like this doesn't really exist. Maybe Judge is like an Otani, maybe. But like there's very few players who you feel like, all right, this is an 8-year deal. We feel like at the end of this contract, we're going to feel like that was a good financial, that was a bargain for us. Like probably not. It's a long-term deal, and you know how what happens at the end of contracts, the player gets in their mid-30s, and then it's all a mess at that point. But you have to have a balance of both, and it feels like the Giants are in a situation now where their bargains are bargains so that they can go out and overpay for somebody else.
Do you know off the top of your head what Ramos makes this year?
Oh, no. Is it like a million? Less than a million?
Less than a million. Like Brock Purdy 2 years ago would have looked at Ramos and went, that's all you make?
Was it like $600,000? What is it?
$780,000.
Wow.
That's what Ramos makes.
But those contracts allow you to acquire a Devers.
By the way, Ramos is 25. Do you know how many more years of
control? Like five?
The Giants? Next year, ARB1. Year after that, ARB2. The year after that, ARB3.
Keep on going.
The year after that, ARB4. They've got Ramos till he's 30.
Now, and, he'll make more an arbitration than $700,000.
But it'll basically be 4 more 1-year deals.
If he stays on the track that he's on, a gigantic bargain.
It could get up to $20 million, but it'll be like a 1-year, $20 million deal. And that's like years from now. Complete and total bargain. Yeah.
But you need both. And those contracts allow you to do what they're now doing.
100%. Mike in Santa Clara here on Willard and Dibs. Hi, Mike. Thanks for calling.
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Yo.
Just wanted to say, you know, honestly, like, we smoked him on the trade, in my opinion. I personally think it was I'm not saying it's chump change because we gave up some good pitching prospect out of it. But just thinking of, like, you know, the batting lineup, I think it does put us in a factor of, like, we are competition now for the NL West. And I'm loving to see when Devers actually comes in and does everything. But just thinking of that lineup, and like you guys were talking about, even like the role players, like, you know, Ramos, Jung-Hoo Lee, I mean, Tyler Fitzgerald, and when Chapman comes back. And you know what? To even put into perspective, even though it might give him a little bit of leeway of extra time to actually get ready, you know, Eldridge at the same time. If you put all those guys together, granted, we haven't seen what Eldridge can do in the big leagues, but it still gives a lot of, like, optimism for what we can do in the future. But it also brings into the play of teams, players actually wanting to come and play for the Giants now that we're looking to actually have a team that can actually have bats and also pay a little bit more on top of it, even though, you know, it's $250 for Devers, and we did pay the Adames trade and then the Adames signing, excuse me. But it shows that we are looking to make moves. And granted, I think the overall, in general, this is a win for Buster Posey, but it's a big win for the Giants this year. I already see it as a winning factor for this season as a San Francisco Giants fan. That's just what I wanted to say, guys. Thank
Mike,
you.
Awesome. Thank you for calling. This is my favorite thing because I get it. I'm like overly optimistic all the time. But today is the first day in a long time that you can have a straight-faced conversation about the Giants being a contender in their division and not have whoever you're talking to laugh at you. You can't do it. You want to hear a completely objective voice on this?
Yeah.
J.P. Morosi came on my Fox show last night. Listen. Whoop. Yeah. Whoop. I want you to listen damn close to what he says at the end of this sound clip.
I feel like we're going back 10 years or more to where this was one of the principal franchises of baseball. They've got a great rotation, and now they've got the middle-of-the-order bat that they've lacked, at least since the days of Pablo Sandoval, and maybe even if you want to talk about Bonds, it's been a long time since they had a true slugger to anchor the middle part of the lineup. So this is a transforming day, and I think something that's going to really get the attention of the Dodgers because they have not been able to keep their rotation healthy, Mark and Ephraim, and I think now that you got to like the Giants' chances of winning this division among all the contenders right now.
I'm sorry, what was that there at the end?
I like the Giants' chances to win the division.
Not to make the playoffs, not to be scary on the Dodgers' heels, to beat them.
Yeah, you hear that, Mark DeRosa?
To beat them. It is so beyond time to stop with the inferiority complex. And today it's over.
Well, look, I don't know if it's going to happen this year. Dodgers pitching staff gets healthy, and that's still by a mile the most talented team in baseball. Like Giants might not win the division this year. But I have a newfound confidence that the Giants are going to catch the Dodgers in the near future that I haven't felt since like 2014.
Again.
They didn't win the division in 2014, by the way.
No, Giants. It's not even necessarily about like that kind of an immediate return. For me, it's like this is now, this is a straight-faced conversation. Who has the best team? The Dodgers, Padres, or Giants? The whole thing. Bring the pitchers into play. Bring the bullpen into play. Bring the managing into play. Bring the lineup into play. Sure, the Dodger lineup is still the class of baseball. That's one aspect of the
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Of the whole thing. But it is now a straight-faced conversation. And that is the feeling we've been waiting for. I am sick and tired of Dodger fans buying the tickets out in left field and freaking out and watching Giants fans have nothing to say back to them. And I'm not calling for anybody to fight. Keep your hands to yourselves for crying out loud. Have a crab sandwich and relax. But when the trash gets talked, there's now an answer. And that's what we've been waiting for.
I can't wait to watch Devers tomorrow. Oh, God, I wish they were playing tonight.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
I know. Four more hours.
All right. Are you planning a road trip? Tahoe, Napa, or down the coast? Make your first stop. Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Drive in, stay in your car. Be done in about 15 minutes. Your ride will be ready before you even pack the snacks. Visit BayAreaOilChange.com for coupons. Remember, we're giving you the chance to win My Chemical Romance tickets for July 19th at Oracle Park coming up within the next 15 to 20 minutes. Also coming up next, Jonathan Papelbon, former Red Sox pitcher, now on their broadcast. Let's find out what was really going on between Devers and the Sox. That's next. Grandy's in for Dibs, Willard and Dibs.
But as we look at our team right now and in the future, we just felt like this type of bat, given some of the struggles we've had to attract bats like this in the past, this was going to be the way to access this type of bat. So, you know, not easy to give up Kyle, not easy to give up James Tibbs, you know, so on and so forth. But it's just the price of paying business and to get someone like this who I think has the potential to transform our offense just felt like the right thing to do.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, it's a game changer, big time. One of the elite bats in baseball on his way to San Francisco. By the way, the physical has been passed. We found that
out
in talking to Zach Manassian, the GM. The press conference to introduce is set for 2:30 tomorrow. The first at bat is set for approximately 6:57. I'm hoping the Giants get out of the top of the first without any issue.
You think he's in the top three of the order? He better be.
Yeah.
Third is, I think he's sitting third.
Yeah, you got to do that, right? But let's find out a little bit more about, you know, where this has been in Boston. Maybe why the Red Sox would do what they did here. Grandy's in for Dibs, Willard and Dibs. Glad you're with us. 95.7 The Game. And joining us on the River Islands guest line is none other than former Red Sox pitching stud Jonathan Papelbon, who is now on the broadcast with the Sox. Hey, Jonathan, thank you for coming on. What's up?
Oh, nothing much, man. What's going on with you guys?
Well, you know, a little trade that's got us buzzing a little bit out here in San Francisco. So take us through. Yeah. Did you hear about it? I figured you might. Yeah. I mean, this is being painted as a disgruntled guy. They're not getting along. And that maybe is leading to people to say that, you know, Rafi is a malcontent. But I don't know that Sox Nation feels that way. How would you describe it, Jonathan?
I'll describe it real easy for you. This decision was not made by Alex Cora. This decision was not made by Craig Breslow. This decision was made by the man who cuts and writes his checks, John Henry. John Henry flew into Boston about a month ago to have a sit-down, very serious conversation with Rafael Devers and asked him to do what the team needed, to do what the team needed in order to make the team better. He said no to that, and now John Henry has made the decision that he doesn't want that in his clubhouse. He wants a certain type of player that plays the Red Sox way, and it doesn't matter how much money you are or how good you are. He did the same thing with Manny Ramirez. He got rid of him as well. So this is all done by John Henry because he didn't want to help the team in ways that John Henry felt that he needed to help the team, period.
Jonathan, why do you think he didn't want to help the team in ways that the owner wanted him to? Why do you think it got to that point?
You know, I don't know. I think that it all kind of started off on the bad foot. It really did. It started off bad foot when they got Bregman in. I think there could have been a little bit more dialogue between the coaching staff, the owner, and Devers on what they were trying to do. I mean, at the end of the day, when you get into it with the guy that writes your checks, it's usually not going to end up well. I don't care what job or business you're in, it just doesn't end up well when you do not go along with what the guy that writes your checks. It's the same thing. And I compare him to David Ortiz a lot because David Ortiz was willing to pick up a glove and play first base and do whatever it took. And I was very surprised that David Ortiz's relationship with Rafael Devers dwindled to call him and talk to him, but there were no calls, there were no responses. Rafael Devers does not do media. He does not talk to the media. He does not make himself available. He does not do team functions. And he had became a cancer in the clubhouse of the Red Sox way. And so John Henry stepped in and said, I don't want this type of player in my clubhouse, and I'm willing to get whoever it takes to get in here, even if it's a bunch of minor league prospects none of us have never heard of, just to get rid of the $250+ million he's owed.
Jonathan Papelbon on the Red Sox broadcast, former Sox pitcher joining us here on 95.7 The Game. So, Jonathan, this is interesting. I'd love to hear what you think. You think Rafi was a bad teammate?
I do. I think he was. He wasn't willing to conform to what the Red Sox needed. And when you're the highest paid player and your company or your team needs something, I think it's up to that person that
they have to do what's best for the team. Now, am I in that clubhouse? No, I'm not. Do I hear little riffs and stuff about what's going on? Yeah, here and there. But I do know for 110% fact that John Henry was not happy with Rafael Devers. And John Henry solely made this decision. In fact, when they told Rafael Devers to only DH, they made Craig Breslow tell him, not Alex Cora, because they tried to not ruin the player-coach relationship because they already knew that there was going to be problems as soon as they signed Bregman. And I think that now, with this all being done, John Henry doesn't have to pay for another 8 years, $250 plus million to a player that he doesn't necessarily want. And John Henry now has the ability to go out and by trade deadline. I mean, I'm speaking immediately by trade deadline, has the ability to go out and purchase whoever he wants at trade deadline this year. It doesn't matter. If he wants them, he'll get them. And then on top of that, be able to come back and hopefully re-sign Bregman. So there's a lot of moving parts here, but I think the biggest issue and concern here was the relationship between John Henry and Rafael Devers.
Yeah, that's all. This is really interesting, Jonathan. What about this? You know, the Giants have a third baseman. His name is Matt Chapman.
Pretty good player.
Yeah, pretty good player. My understanding, I don't know the details, but I think the Giants feel comfortable that Rafael Devers is going to play first base for them. And how would that make the Red Sox feel?
Well, I don't know. I don't think the Red Sox care anymore. I think the biggest concern was getting rid of him, getting rid of someone who, when we ask him to do something, rebukes everything that they ask him to do. I mean, I can honestly tell you that as long as he's been here, he hasn't been a part of any team functions. And there's the team and then Rafael Devers. And you cannot win, I don't care in what league, when you don't have all 25 players all pulling in the same direction. It only takes one guy to be pulling in a different direction for a team to go down. Now, with all this being Francisco, after all this is said and done, and say, man, wow, I really have a chance to have a great learning experience and all this. He has that opportunity sitting right in front of him, and he could go to the Giants and change his ways and be a totally different guy, a totally different clubhouse kid, do team functions, be a part of the team, which I'm hoping he does. I am hoping he does that and learns a lesson here. But, you know, this all stemmed from ego on both sides, I believe. John Henry and Rafael Devers. But at the end of the day, when you don't get along with the guy that writes your checks, and you're telling the guy that writes your checks no and go to hell, it doesn't work very well, end up working very well for you. Trust me.
Jonathan, you're just talking about how you hope that Devers treats this as an opportunity to maybe change his ways a little bit. Do you expect that to happen, or do you expect the same things that got on the Red Sox nerves to maybe happen again in San Francisco?
No, I do expect him to change. I do expect him to learn from this. I think that, you know, if you look at the guys that they just brought up, your Christian Campbell, Roman Anthony, and Marcelo Meyer, guys are mature beyond their ages. These three guys are going to be the core. They're going to be your Papelbon, Lesters, and Pedroias of the later years that all came up together. And I think another issue to this was they did not want those three young studs looking up to a player like Rafael Devers, thinking that they can do the same things that Rafael Devers does. And if, oh, well, if Rafael does it, then why can't I? Type thing. So I think it, another aspect of it was the clubhouse culture and the kids that they were trying to bring up and groom. They all want them to be like a Jaren Duran that plays every day, that will play multiple positions and do whatever it takes to win a ball game. So I think there was another aspect of them getting rid of Devers that also they didn't want these young kids seeing the Rafael Devers show.
We're talking to Jonathan Papelbon, former Red Sox pitcher. He's on the Red Sox broadcast. It's very interesting what you're saying about Rafi. And look, he's been there for a long time. So, Jonathan, my question is this. Obviously, Devers was upset at the communication from the Red Sox. The way you're you're painting him with the he doesn't go to team functions, all of that stuff. Is that new since the recent frustration, or are you saying that this has been him for the last 7 years?
This has been him. He has always...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's been this way. And, in fact, I, for the last 2 years, have been begging him just to do an interview with me. I told him, if I even learned to speak Spanish, would you do an interview with me? And he said no.
How does that conversation go? He just looks at you and goes, no, and walks away? Or, like, I mean, is he like a...
Yeah, have you seen the interview when they asked him about playing third base? He goes, no, I play third base.
Right, but I know, like, my perception as an outsider was that was based on the current frustrations that had unfolded.
No. This has been since he has been there. These issues have owned since he's been there.
Well, then why did they sign him to a massive deal in the first place?
You know, I think that was another mistake that they made. I think that, you know, early on in his career when they did sign the deal, I think they were hoping and possibly praying that they could get this guy conformed to the to how they wanted him to play and be a part of the team. And I just think over the years they just couldn't and couldn't and couldn't. And I think they may once signed the deal, it only got worse in my opinion, because it was almost like he had some kind of power. You know, now he got the deal. I really do. You know, Rafi's not, he's not a bad person. Don't get me wrong. He just didn't want to do things in a teamly way, and he wanted to do things on his own. And I think after a few years of that, it really did start to run the front office kind of, you know, feelings towards each other. And I think that that's why they started to do the Bregman deal, because they started to feel like, man, we may not be able to get what we want out of this guy 4 or 5 more years down the road. If it's this way now, how's it going to be in 4 more years, right? So the bad, bad deal from the relationship with the front office, the owner especially. And now it's just gotten really sour. And I really do hope and wish that, you know, he can go to San Fran and still be the player that he can be. Now, I know it's a different type of hitter's park. He's not going to have the Green Monster anymore. And, you know, some of these home runs will be caught. But I still think he's a great, great, great player. Manny Ramirez was still a great, great player when John Henry let him go. I just think about this at the end of the day. We all have egos. I had an ego when I played. We all think we're untouchable. And when we make a lot of money, I think sometimes that can get in the way. And it did with me. It got in the way with me and who I really wanted to be. But I think it just soured super fast, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, I hear you, Jonathan. I'm curious. You're giving us a lot to chew on, and you just mentioned it. On the flip side, he's still one of the best maybe 10 or 15 hitters in baseball. So if you're speaking to Giants fans, what would you tell them? Should they be excited or should they be concerned about who this guy is in the clubhouse?
No, I think the Giants should be 100% happy. I look, at the end of the day, a great trade works out for both teams. John Henry doesn't want to pay this guy anymore. The Giants took the $250-plus million, and I think that's really all John Henry was concerned about. Now they can go in different directions with that $250 million on the payroll. You see what I'm saying? So I really... Francisco and just picks up where he left off. Like, I don't think the guy is a bad guy. His ego has just gotten into the way, and it just turned sour. Like, I think that the Giants got a great player. Don't get me wrong. Like, they got a top 10 player. And if it's going to help them out, and he's going to play first base and realize, oh, man, like, I've learned something here, then it's going to be a win-win for both teams, and which I seriously hope that is a win-win for both teams.
Jonathan, really, really interesting stuff. By the way, real quick before you run, what did you think of what the Red Sox got in return?
I don't know these kids. I've been trying to research them. But nothing that's going to pop out or be eye-popping. I mean, like, you got some minor league guys in a big leaguer, right?
Yeah, I mean, like Kyle Harrison a year ago was the number one left-handed pitching prospect in baseball.
So, see, to me, I don't study minor leaguers. I study the big league team. But I think at the end of the day, if one of those prospects that they got in return pans out, I think John Henry will be happy. But as far as players to players, I think the Giants got the better end of the deal with what you're just talking about, statistical stats. I think they got a great player. But, you know, only time will tell. Only time will tell. Hopefully he can get off on a good foot and have some success early with the Giants. But I know everybody will be tuned in for sure.
Jonathan, thank you so much for your time this afternoon. Interesting stuff.
Okay, guys. Take care.
All right, you too. There he goes. That's Jonathan Papelbon, former Red Sox pitcher.
I mean, he said a lot of interesting stuff.
Oh, my gosh. Woo. I've been hanging on to that laugh for a long time.
You should see the YouTube chat on the text line right now.
Oh, my. Oh, my. All right. I mean, look, he's there. You know what I mean? Jonathan's tried to get him to do an interview for 2 years. He won't do it.
He even said he'd learn Spanish to do it.
Can't do it. Yeah. That was a new take. I have not heard anybody say, look, again, you two sides get into it, a team, a player, egos, all of that, butting heads. That I understand. I have not heard anyone say, yeah, that even before this whole Bregman thing went down, this dude's been a bad teammate for 7 years. Like, remember when they were winning the World Series? No, I didn't hit, well, yeah, but Devers is sure a pain in the rear.
He hit a home run every other playoff game.
I mean, I never heard that. And I didn't even hear that yesterday. I've never heard someone say that Rafi Devers has just been a problem all along.
Well, I'm glad you, like, re-asked the question a couple of times to make sure he knew that you were asking, like, before the drama of this past offseason, before the signing of Bregman, he was still a problem then?
Yeah.
And he 100% said, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm just like, so why did you sign the deal then?
I guess you
Why did John Henry, why was he comfortable with $313 million for a guy who apparently had been ticking him off for 6 years.
You're willing to put up with a certain level of BS, but not the added level of BS of refusing to play first base? I don't know.
That was surprising.
That was surprising.
And I'm like, all of your texts and your comments, I can't.
It's
like,
5 o'clock just somewhere. Maybe next time you guys get Papelbon, you can have him before happy hour instead of after.
That was called Pappy Hour. Not happy hour. That was Pappy Hour. Okay. Look, I don't know Rafi. I don't know these people. I will say this. I kept thinking to myself anytime he's, remember at the beginning when he's like, dude, you do not get into an argument with the person who cuts your checks. I'm like, you do if you're a Major League Baseball player. Like, that's a guaranteed $313 million. There's not a damn thing John Henry or anybody else can do about it once you sign that deal.
Yeah, it's
so
still,
you can tick, like, again, I
if you want to stay there, it's still not best practices to argue with the guy that signed your checks,
maybe
though.
Maybe he didn't want to stay
maybe
there.
Maybe not.
I have no idea what Rafi wants. But my sense is that Rafi's going to have a big old grin on his face tomorrow. And that he's going to play wherever the Giants want him to play.
We'll see. I hope so.
He's not playing third base here either.
He's not playing third base.
That's what he wanted. That's what he apparently wanted from the Red Sox. I'm the third baseman.
And then he willingly became the DH after some grumbling, and then they asked him to play first base, and he said no.
Right.
I think he's DHing tomorrow.
Ooh. Should we put a little side action on? Where the hell's Wilmer Flores playing?
First base.
Where's Dominic Smith playing?
Dominic Smith or Wilmer would play first base.
Why would Wilmer play first base for the first time all year?
This would be the first time in Devers' career that he'd play first base.
Why would Devers not play third tomorrow? Why would he not play third base?
That's more likely than first base.
I'll say third base tomorrow night.
Okay. I guess it might depend what Casey Schmidt does. Schmidt could also play first, but
exactly. Or Dominic Smith. I don't even know who's pitching for the.
Yeah, it might be matchup related. Oh, we're back to the spreadsheet.
Risotto, you're tapped in. Where do you think he's playing tomorrow? You think he's playing third base?
I think he's playing third base.
DH is Wilmer, isn't it?
I think Wilmer will DH and Devers will be in there at third.
That's what I'll go.
We'll see.
You want to put something on it?
I kind of forgot Chapman was out.
I love it.
I'll just say he's not playing first
base. All right. Okay. My Chemical Romance tickets coming up next. Stay tuned if you want to win My Chemical Romance tickets. That's coming up next. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. And those of you on hold, stay right there. 888-957-9570. It's Pappy Hour on Willard and Dips.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.